In lesson 37, we're going to look at the judgment and the rewards. The men of Eden were judged. The flood of the time of Noah brought judgment upon the whole world, and only 8 people were saved out of this judgment, or 8 people were saved by the ark out of this judgment. Then Sodom and Gomorrah was a judgment poured upon the earth, in which they were destroyed by fire. This is a type of a renovation. Then Israel being brought into captivity was a judgment. They went into Assyrian captivity around 700 B.C. and then in Babylonish captivity in 606 B.C. And this was a judgment because they left God. But all the judgment of the human race was brought upon Jesus Christ at the cross, in which we were judged, the world was judged, the nations were judged upon Christ. Now, if they laid hold of these things, then the judgment would be a reality. But the fact that they reject them, then they have to bear their own judgment, the judgment of the wicked, the judgment of the believers, which we'll read of later on in this same lesson. So we have the judgment of believers. The standing is obtained and the destiny is settled when a sinner believes on Jesus. Now this is provisional into salvation. It's all settled. Our standing, now not our state, but our standing is obtained. Our state is obtained as we yield our life. Our state is obtained as we yield our life to the Lord. And the condition of the judgment of believers will be upon our state and not our standing. Our judgment will be upon our state. In John 5, 22-27, we read that Christ is a judge. John 5, 24, he says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him who sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." This is because of the provisions of Christ on the cross and what he's done for us. But there will be a judgment, which we'll read of these. I think it has these in detail in here. Christ is not only the judge, but he's the standard by which all men will be measured, as set forth in Paul's epistles. Here's the standard. God says, "Be you holy because I am holy." God demands absolute holiness. Well, the standard is only pertained in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, as we yield to his holiness, our state is brought up to our standing. And the teachings of Paul's epistles is a food which enables believers to come into full growth in Christ. As we eat the word of God, our state is being brought up to our standing. Our standing is perfect, holy and without blame, but our state is far from being perfect. And Paul tells us to walk worthy of the vocation wherein we are called. We will not be sent to eternal punishment on account of their sin, but because they reject Christ according to Paul's gospel. And so it isn't sin, it's rejection of the way out of sin that the sinner will be judged by. The time of our judgment is now. We are being judged today. I like to think of our judgment like in a fair. County fair or so forth, an American Royal. They bring all the cattle into pens. They examine them. They look at their teeth. They look at their hoofs. They look at their flaws, scars, or anything, and how they even hold their tail up is all examined by the judges. And then they get together and they decide who wins first prize, second prize, and third prize. We are before the Lord today. We are being examined today. And Jesus is walking in the midst of the 7 golden candlesticks, judging the saints. We see this in Revelation 2, of him there as a judge, walking in our midst, looking at us. Then we're going to all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Romans 14:10 says that we'll stand. And 2 Corinthians 5 tells us that we will appear before the judgment seat of Christ and receive, not be punished, but receive according to the deeds done in our body, whether good or bad. Now the good deeds we do in our body is yielding to the Spirit and feasting on the Word, and letting the Holy Spirit reveal the Word to us, and we grow and bring our state up to our standing. And our judgment here will be for rewards according to our standing. The bad deeds is walking in the flesh and yielding to the flesh. And this will simply diminish rewards. And the more people walk in the flesh, the less rewards that they'll have. Then this will be, and by the way, I want to bring this out because there has been a misunderstanding on this. I'm going to take just a minute for this. I heard people say that the judgment seat of Christ was not literal, and it also being today. But the word seat there, let's look in 2 Corinthians 5. 2 Corinthians 5:10. All right, the word seat is bematos. And I'll spell it for you if you're writing it down. B-A, long A, M-A-T-O-S, bematos. And the word bematos is the genitive singular of bema, which means a step or an elevated place to ascend by steps. In Matthew 27:19, I believe it is, it has to do with the judgment of Herod.